Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Coming to you live from my bunkerized home studio somewhere within the great Granite State of New Hampshire, where the state motto is still live free or die. It is not big government or bust. It is Tuesday, June the 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2015, which means we've transcended. We've gone over into summer and from spring. And with that, you know, I don't... First of all, I want to thank everybody for all their prayers and well wishes for my father. They are greatly appreciated. He is doing okay, but we still have some hurdles to overcome in his health, unfortunately, and they're not being helped by the VA. And trust me, we will get into that a little bit later. But I do appreciate everyone's prayers and their thoughts. It's really been a blessing to me and my family, and we all appreciate it. Sorry we could not get going yesterday, but you know, the internet was having a hiccup here in my neck of the woods. Don't know what it was about, but you know, Comcast does what Comcast wants. That type of thing. But, you know, I don't know what has gone on the past week since my absence from live broadcasting, but y'all must have all gone dumb crazy. Because all of a sudden, you know, we have, look, folks, there is so much that I want to say. It's kind of hard to get to get it all out at once is what it wants to do. It wants to come out all at once. But if I did that, you wouldn't understand a word I'm saying. So let me take a step back here. Now, we had an incident in South Carolina where a white young man, I think he's like, what, 21, 23 or something like that, walks into a neighborhood black church. Now, I love this term, historically black church. Let's just call it what it's a black church. Because, well, I guess if you say it's a black church, you're kind of being a little racist, huh? No, you're not. It's a black church. Yes, and there are white churches. Get over it. It's just like there are Asian churches. You know, around here, there's an Asian Christian church over in Manchester. They have Sunday services completely Mandarin. Well, it's Chinese church. What are we supposed to call it? Historically Chinese? I mean, it's only been there for like a year or two. Historically Chinese? Give me a... You know, this PC crap is really pissing me off. You know, enough is enough. You know, so this white boy walks into a black church and shoots 9 people dead. And the left is beside themselves, falling over themselves, trying to tell you all the problems of race that have caused this problem. Now, I've seen a number of different articles and news interviews with people. I don't know how you can say that this kid is racist if he actually has a bunch of black friends. I'm one of those that you know, just because you have black friends doesn't mean you're not racist. But let's call the pot black here. The kid, evidently, the kid never had any indication of being of having racist tendencies before. So I guess now, according to the left, if you do anything to a black person and you're white, well, you have this white supremacist problem in your. Jargon and BS to give this kid a pass, basically. Oh, no, we're not giving him a pass, Rod. You know, he still needs to go to jail and fess up and pay for what he done did. Oh, no, you're looking for every way out. Oh, it's because he's a racist. It's because, you know, as a child, poor upbringing, he wasn't a Boy Scout and blah. You know, half a dozen of this, half a dozen of that. And you're coming up with all these excuses. How about he just made a stupid freaking poor choice? For whatever reason, he made the choice. It's nobody else's fault but his. His and his alone. I mean, would we be having all this brouhaha if he walked into a historically white church and shot 9 people dead? And for crying out loud, can we get off this gun control BS too? Well, yeah, you know, if we had gun control. Was it Karl Rove? Was it Karl Rove out there talking about that the only way to end gun violence is to rescind the Second Amendment, your right to bear? Well, why don't you try telling that to places that have banned citizens from having guns, like England, if they've gotten rid of gun violence? No, they haven't. I mean, that is the most crock, you know, look, this stuff is really starting to just piss me off. Because not only is it illogical, but it's pandering to Americans' basic instinct. And you know what's sad is that many Americans are freaking buying into this crap. Oh, yeah, we need to do this and do. We need to get rid of the Confederate flag. What the hell does a Confederate rebel battle flag have to do with racism? Now, don't get me wrong. I agree. It should not be flying over state houses in government. It's a defeated nation's flag. Why? It would be that's the same thing as, you know, Germany flying a Nazi flag somewhere. No, it's a defeated country. You get rid of it. But this whole notion that you're going to start shaming companies like Walmart and Target and everybody else out there from selling the rebel battle flag is a bunch of BS. What a bunch of moronic idiots. You think getting rid of stopping people from buying the flag is going to change people's views and all of a sudden, you know, we're going to be a less racist country? For the most part, it really doesn't have anything to do with race. Now, I find it interesting that, you know, we have these people out there telling us, well, you know, the Civil War wasn't about race, Rod. Just so you know, it wasn't about slavery. And then that same person will say, yeah, well, that same stupid freaking jumbled mess of a mind liberal will tell you, oh, well, hey, you know, that rebel battle flag, that's about racism. That's about slavery. No, wait a minute. You just told me the Civil War wasn't about slavery. Wasn't about racism. But now the flag it represents that. Nothing else, huh? Now understand, whether you like it or not, let me give you a little bit of a history lesson. Now, we like to call it the Civil War. The truth is, it really wasn't. And here's the truth. The North was the United States of America, the Union. The South was the Confederacy. Now, in order for it to be a civil war, you have to both be in the same country. Well, technically, when the South seceded, they became a separate country. Not just because maybe Washington, D.C. and Abraham Lincoln didn't recognize them doesn't mean that they were not a separate country. They had their own president, their own legislature, their own money, their own currency. It was a war like any other war, really. But we like to call it the Civil War because it gives us an anchor for knowledge. It lets us know exactly what was going on at the time. But technically speaking, the North declared, or the United States of America declared war on the Confederate States of America. They were two new nations, fairly new, small, going to war over a number of different issues. Now, you can go ahead and try to say, well, no, you're wrong. No, go look at the history books. Were there two countries? Was there the United States of America, and was there or was there not the Confederate States of America? Yes, the South believed that they were the Confederate States of America. Plain and simple, end of discussion. So therefore, it cannot be a civil war. Now, granted, from what we know, the South, as we like to call them, did not yet adopt a real national flag. So they used a number of different flags, and the Union, the rebel flag was one of them, the battle flag. It is the flag that was carried most often into battle, representing the South. But that's it. Look, there were a number of different issues that led to the quote-unquote Civil War, and it just wasn't about slavery. Go look it up. There's sort of this proud tradition of being a rebel. And being a rebel, that flag is basically the representation of somebody being a rebel, not a racist. Doesn't necessarily mean that there are a lot of people in the North that fly the rebel flag. I don't particularly care one way or the other. And you know what? Most blacks up here in the North don't really care one way or the other. It doesn't mean much to us in modern terms. And now you have all these liberals running around out there talking about how bad this thing is. Well, you know what? You guys are a bunch of freaking hypocrites, plain and simple. Because, hey, look, something came across my Facebook. And you know what? I do vaguely remember this. The Clinton-Gore campaign used the Union Jack. I think this is called the Union Jack, right? No, that's the British flag is the Union Jack. The Rebel Jack. Just call it the Rebel Jack. The Rebel flag. They use that as a background for some of their campaign literature. Clinton and Gore. Bill Clinton, Al Gore. Now, why don't you liberals go out there and start calling Billary racist? Because she's out there, I don't feel no ways tired. I've come too far. And she's out there claiming that, Walmart should stop selling this flag. And Walmart and other retailers have capitulated. I mean, this is the biggest bunch of bunk I have ever seen. This whole notion that this 21-year-old kid is the epitome of gun violence and racism against blacks, and it's the epitome of white supremacy, has got to be this whole notion that there's this general, I was going to say evolution, but I guess you could say it's an epidemic of so-called white supremacy. Everybody's talking about, and I find it kind of interesting that, I see on social media that a lot of white people are talking about the fragile nature of the white ego because of white supremacy. I'm thinking, you have got to be kidding. So now you people are going to hate your own skin color because you believe in this bull of this notion of white supremacy. Let me tell you something about white supremacy. There's no such thing. And let me tell you why. Because, frankly, let's look at world population. Whites are in decline. There is no supremacy there. The power has shifted. Well, you know, whether we like it or not here in the USA is irrelevant. The power structure of the world has shifted yet again. And it shifted away from the Eurocentric beliefs, i.e. white supremacists. You know, I don't know where this is a last gasp attempt at the left, or from the left, to try to look. You guys are the president said the N-word out loud, and this is a great time for discussion. Now it brings, you know what? I am freaking sick and tired of talking about crap. You want. We have been talking about race relations for eons, for decade after decade after decade. Shut the hell up about it and start doing something about it. Enough talk. Talk is cheap. You know, if you lefties think that there's so much racism in the world, then why don't you fix your own racist butts first? And then you can worry about everybody else. So don't tell me that everybody needs to talk about race. No, you know who needs to do something about it? You do. Liberals, you need to shut the hell up and fix your own asses. And when you get that right, then you can come to the rest of us and start preaching to us about it. But until then, you need to shut the F up. Because you're hypocrites, you're liars, you're bigots, you are the true racist, and I'm sick and tired of you. I'm done with you. I can no longer stand you. Can't be in the same room. I mean, this has gone way beyond usefulness now. You're trying to drum up the same BS day in and day out. Every time something happens, you know, the old Rahm Emanuel thing, never let a good crisis go to waste, right? Don't tell me about letting a good crisis go to waste, because that's a leftist idea. You don't hear the people on the right conservatives talking about, well, we should never let a good crisis go to waste. No, that's a freaking leftist idea. And then not only should you not let a good crisis go to waste, but if it doesn't fit what you want, then you make it fit. You know, remember the O.J. Simpson? If it does not fit, you must acquit. Well, here, the liberals have taken that and they bent it and they said, well, if it doesn't fit, well, it stretches. We're going to make it fit. So even if this kid walked in that church without a thought of just, well, I'm just going to go out and kill black people today. Even if he didn't think of that, if he just thought, I'm going to walk in the first freaking church I see and start shooting people. Even if that was his stated thought, you freaking leftist, racist, bigoted a-holes would have turned this all around, just like you have. And you would have made this kid seem like he was a racist, and it was because of racism, not him, that he pulled the trigger. Oh, no, 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 no. It's all about this kid. He committed the deed. I don't give a rip what his reasons are. And you can go ahead and talk about, well, it's about racism. No, bullshit. It's about criminality. He pulled the freaking trigger, period. And you have a presidential candidate whose husband used the Southern rebel flag in their campaign literature, and now you want to lecture us on race relations. Mrs. Clinton, Please have a seat and shut the hell up. You are done, Missy. Enough is enough of this crap. And you know what? People of color have got to stand up and say what? You know something? You liberal whiteys need to shut the F up. Plain and simple. Because you guys are the big... I got a story here about... this is just so typical. Boston Globe. GOP... campaign donations linked to white supremacists. Well, great. They have the ability and the right to spread their money around to anybody that they want, just as a non-bigot would. But let me ask you something. They're going to, the Boston Globe, not a conservative center of thought there. They're going to try to point out, well, this GOP campaign donor is a white supremacist. Really? So all the years that the KKK donated and propped up and supported the Democrats means what? And, you know, for those of you who don't know, the KKK is just not a letter, a three-letter alphabet. You know, it's not a fraternity. It's the Ku Klux Klan. Probably the biggest, most evil, diabolical, dangerous, and violent racial supremacist group ever created by mankind in these United States. I'm not going to say across the world, just the United States. And they were Democrats. They still are. And yet you're going to find one GOP donor who looks like he might be a white supremacist. Ooh, you got one. I love it when they try to pull out the David Duke card. Yeah. Oh yeah. You got us on that one. Yeah. David Duke. Yeah. Yeah. You know, KKK, Robert Byrd. You see, there's a difference there. The GOP turned their back on David Duke, and we didn't elect. The GOP did not elect David Duke. How many times did you re-elect Robert Byrd? Y'all still want to go toe-to-toe with me on this racist crap? I will bury you. I will go toe-to-toe, and I will knock each and every one of you out. I will bury you. With the facts, with the truth, with historical documentation. You have got nothing. And this weak-ass attempt to try to talk about race all of a sudden, you know, it's an obfuscation. We all know that. But let me tell you something. We on the right, we're just done with you. I know I'm done. I am through being nice. Now, I've tried to be reasonable. I've tried, when I'm having conversations, discussion online, in social networks, I try to be nice. I just give you fact after fact after fact. And you still come at me with all this crap, and then you end up trying to call me an Uncle Tom. Well, you know what? This is the last straw. I am so done with you. You have just fired me up big time. And you know what? It is about time that I start using the nuclear option every time I talk to you. You're done.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. Call InventHelp today.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-1609. That's 1-800-352-1609.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 52security.com. That's the number 52security.com. 52security.com. Go to 52security.com.
Hurt or injured in a car accident? It can be hard to take the proper legal action after a car accident, but waiting can cost you more. The law requires car accident victims to assert claims promptly. You could lose out by simply waiting. Call 800-709-4667 right now to see what your claim could be worth when handled by a skilled attorney. With a lawyer fighting and speaking up for you, you could be entitled to a big cash award. Call 800-709-4667. That's 800-709-4667. Now it's fast and easy to connect with the legal help you need after your car accident. Call 800-709-4667. The call is free, but you need to act now before time runs out on your claim. You need a lawyer to fight for you, protect you, and get you the compensation you need and deserve. Time's wasting. Call 800-709-4667. That's 800-709-4667. Call now.
I considered suicide so I wouldn't put my family through all the pain.
Many of our warriors are returning home from the battlefield, only to face a new war. As they struggle with devastated injuries. At Wounded Warrior Project, we understand. We're there to help.
Even though you think you're broken, you're not. It's the physical and the emotional healing that Wounded Warrior Project provides.
With a gift of just $19 a month, you can join Wounded Warrior Project. You'll help provide critically needed programs and services that rebuild lives.
Beautiful!
The ongoing needs of our wounded and their families will continue for many years to come. Now is the time to show your support. Call now or go online with your gift of just $19 a month and we'll send you this Wounded Warrior Project blanket.
It made me feel that there's people out there that care about us.
After this event, we can finally maybe start to heal as a family and move forward.
We need your help. The families are hurting.
For many of our wounded heroes, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. That's why your gift of just $19 a month is so important. Please call or go online right now.
You shouldn't have to pay to talk to the people closest to you, or the people who used to be. That's why Umbrella Wireless is proud to announce the new Friends, Family, and Recent Ex-Girlfriend plan. Now you'll get unlimited calls to your best buddy, your mom, or Cindy, once she realizes that you're seriously meant for each other and should stop screening your calls. Now the 30 minutes of agonizing silence where you're both afraid to hang up may drain your battery, but it won't drain your wallet. And you'll get unlimited calls just to check if she still cares enough to pick up, with no extra charges. With the Friends, Family, and Recent Ex-Girlfriend plan, your phone will automatically answer calls from your ex, because maybe she finally realizes that you're the only one for her and wants to get coffee sometime. Now, after lonely nights of looking at pictures of the road trip you took together when everything was great, your misspelled texts are absolutely free. The only thing you have to pay for is the booze. The Friends, Family, and Recent Ex-Girlfriend plan. Because she wants you back. She just doesn't know it yet.
If you wish, you can join me live here, 603-835-3224. That's 603-835-3224. That is a toll-free call. And join me here. If you're not in New Hampshire, that's one way that you can get to join me here in New Hampshire, is just give me a ring. If you want to talk about what add to the conversation or discussion that I'm having with you tonight about this ridiculousness that is running rampant in our nation all of a sudden, go right ahead. The Boston Globe. I mean, look, folks, I had this white person tell me once, and this is the whole crux of it. I had a white person tell me, well, you don't understand racism, Rod. Now, I got to tell you, I literally stood there with my jaw open. And I'm like, he did not just say that. So my response finally, after I was able to pick my jaw off the floor. Okay. I don't understand racism. Okay, then please enlighten me. And this, I swear to God, I tell you this because there's a story. Also, and I'm going to bring this up later, I had to control myself. I really wanted to backhand this idiot. I just wanted, you know the old saying, there's going to be two sounds, me hitting you, you hitting the floor. I just wanted to backhand this idiot and try to knock some sense into him. Now, I'm not generally a violent guy, but people, you got to understand, this stuff is just, you have a white person who supposedly says, you know, they're the perpetrators and white supremacists, they're the perpetrators of racism, telling a black guy he does not understand racism. I got to tell you, I was a little bit mortified. And I get this a lot, actually. Not straight to my face, but usually when people haven't seen my picture and I'm talking to them on the phone or I'm writing to them, evidently I don't sound or write black. I don't know what that really means, but evidently I don't, because I get that kind of response all the time. Well, you just don't understand. Well, why would I not understand? I'm black. You're black? Well, yeah. Well, you don't sound black. Okay, Mr. Liberal, what is a black person supposed to sound like? I'm still waiting. They're the ones telling us that racism is running rampant on the GOP side, yet they're the ones also telling me and other African Americans and Latinos that, you know, we don't sound like our ethnic background is, I guess. Stereotypes, anyone? And speaking of stereotypes, and I got to tell you, I know the president dropped the N-word the other day. I know he said it out loud. Good for him. Everybody's like, really? I'm like, yeah, good for him. In the context in which he said it and used it, good for him. You know, look, I don't hate the man. I just don't like his policies. But when he does something that I believe that he did correctly, I'm going to praise him on it. And he did just what he should have done. And let me add, and yet I'm about to drop the N-word live. So if you don't want to hear it, I'll give you a count to three, a countdown from three, and you turn down your speakers. 3, 2, 1. Not only did the president drop the N-word, but I'm going to add to it, and I'm going to tell people that if I ever hear anybody addressing me or anybody in my family as my nigga, I will knock the shit out of them. I don't care what color you are. that you gotta stop it. The time has, they're just words, right? No, words have meaning. And just because this millennial generation thinks that they want to change the meaning of a word means that they can do it. No, you can't do it. It still has the same connotation. You do not use it. It is not a term of endearment. It is very derogatory. It is very insulting and is very hurtful. And frankly, I'm not going to put up with it anymore. And I don't know, maybe if we start actually knocking heads around, people will start to get it. This is something that has, if you want to talk about race relations, then you're going to have to get past this liberal facade and get down to the real nitty gritty of it. And let me tell you what the nitty gritty of it, the down and dirty, the down low is that the most racist, bigoted people in this country today is liberals. Liberal America. They don't think that people that are not white can succeed without them. So if you want to talk about white supremacy issues, those are the people that have this issue. Not conservatives. Generally speaking, not independents. It's whack job, bigoted, mush mind liberals. GOP campaign donations linked to white supremacists. A leader of a white supremacist group has been linked to Dylan Roof. Now, they got to try to link, white supremacists. GOP, yeah. Look, this is the liberals' lame-ass attempt to try to link conservative movement to Dylan Roof. Yeah, every time that there's a mass shooting somewhere, they always try. They tried this with Gabby Giffords. Remember that? Oh, yeah, this person listened to, he's a Rush Limbaugh type of person. Turns out he never listened to Rush Limbaugh. In fact, the only people that he listened to on his radio dial that they found out were some liberal pundits. Like Alan Combs. Remember him? Whatever happened to Alan Combs? After him and Sean Hannity split up, Hannity and Combs, after he dropped off the face of the earth. Where'd he go? So Dylan Roof, is a suspect in the murder of 9 African Americans in Charleston, South Carolina, has donated tens of thousands of dollars to Republican campaigns, including those of 2016 presidential contenders such as Ted Cruz and Rick Santorum and Rand Paul. Ooh. So evidently he's given money to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is a racist then. Now, Cruz from Texas said last Sunday night that he would be returning the $8,500 in donations that he had received from the fellow Texas donor, Earl Holt III, who listed himself as president of the Council of Conservative Citizens. Now, I got to ask you, I wonder how many Democrats have returned funds from KKK members. I'm just wondering. Robert Byrd was a KKK member, right? Was elected and reelected and reelected and reelected and reelected and reelected, and he was reelected, and he was so well known as a KKK member. He was like a Grand Cyclops or Ku Klops, whatever they call him. That at his eulogy, when he was being eulogized by Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton had to make mention of it. Yeah, everybody knows that he was a part of the KKK, but that's how you're in this neck of the woods, man. That's how you get elected. He had to do that in order to get elected so he could do the things that he wanted, needed to do for the people of his state and his district. He spent the rest of his life apologizing for. I got to tell you, there are a bunch of people going back trying to figure out when, where, and how Robert Byrd actually apologized for being in the KKK. Rare. He didn't spend the rest of his life apologizing for it. Not at all. You know who truly apologized? Remember George Wallace, Governor Wallace. He apologized for his for his asinine behavior. He did it heartfelt numerous times and even on TV. I don't ever recall Robert Byrd doing such a thing. I'm just saying. Now, you have to understand, George Wallace wasn't trying to get elected for anything when he was apologizing. Now, some people say, well, he's just trying to clear his conscience because he's going to die, Rod. That's all he was doing. Well, that may be. But usually when people are trying to get themselves right with the Lord, they know that they just can't say, God's not going to be fooled by them saying something they don't mean. And people know this. You know, when they feel that their time has come to meet their maker, and they think that they've realized that they've lived their life in the wrong, and they have an epiphany of it, they have a true heartfelt change. Because they know there's no way in hell they're going to be able to fool God. They can fool man, but they cannot fool him. So if you want to use the excuse, well, he was just trying to get right with God before he died. Well, I hope he was sincere then, because he isn't fooling God. But I didn't hear Robert Byrd do that. Anybody else out there hear Robert Byrd do that? I didn't hear Robert Byrd do that. So now the lamestream media is trying to put the GOP candidates on the defensive. Oh man, this guy donated money to. How do you know when you're taking the money, when the money's coming in? Through the networks, your networks, where the money's coming from. You don't know right away. You're not gonna, unless a guy is handing you the check, hand in hand. You're not going to be able to say, well, no, we're not. There's no software program that's going to stop donations you don't like. You're going to have to turn around and give the money back if you don't want to be associated with them. That's pretty typical. Both sides of the political aisle. I don't care if it's the left or the right. That's just the way it works. But we got this guy given $8,500 to Senator Cruz. Senator Cruz has given it back. How many millions of dollars has Bill and Hillary accepted from illegal, questionable, and foreign donors? And how much of it have they given back? Nowhere near all. So I want to see the story by the Globe talking about Hillary and Bill giving money back and being influenced. They're trying to make the connection that this Elliot or Earl Holt III is going to be influential on the candidates. Well, if that's the case, then for $8,500, what do you think hundreds of millions of dollars is going to get you, Hillary? Influence, yeah. $500,000 for a speech? Do you think that they're actually paying Bill $500,000? Do you think his 40-minute speech is really worth $500,000? Or do you think there's something else going on there? Well, abso-freaking-lutely, there's something else going on there. I'm just sick of the whole mess. I'm sick of the whole liberal freaking mess. I'm becoming intolerant. I've already been intolerant of stupidity. Now I'm just plain intolerant of liberalism and liberals. Plain and simple. I'm not going to deal with it. Not going to put up with it. Not going to take it. Not, the old movie. What was the movie? About the news. I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Network. early 70s movie called Network. Well, I'm done taking it. You know, done. This is gone beyond the level of going too far. You know, that line in the sand, oh, that was crossed long ago. It was crossed long, and now it's time for us to start beating these, you know, as conservatives and constitutional conservatives and people who believe in the United States as our founding fathers established it. It's time to start beating these leftist idiot a-holes back to that line in the sand. And once we get to the line in the sand, it is time, then we need to really turn on the pressure and just bury their heads in the sand. Just bury them. And be done with them. We got to stop being timid about this stuff. You can't cower anymore. You can't let them rule. They're not going to get to dictate anymore. You know what the discussion is, and not around me. They're not going to be able to do it because I'm going to reverse it on them. And they are going to. What's the old term? They will rue the day that they try to pull any of this crap on me. Well, you just don't understand racism. Oh, do tell a black man what racism is all about, Mr. Whitey. Just saying. All I can say is if you're a liberal and you think you want to bring it. I will bury you. I'll bury you so deep that even a ground-penetrating radar won't be able to find you. So Clinton urges retailers to pull Confederate flag products. That's right. Clinton, the wonderful bastion of morality has decided that the Confederate flag is just beneath the American people and should not be sold. You know, forget the fact that people should have the opportunity to buy just about whatever they want. You know, it's an innocuous flag, for crying out loud. I know there are some people, well, it's not innocuous, rotted the meaning, but that's not the meaning behind the flag, that flag. Let me tell you something. If they're able to do this, if they're able to scare and pressure companies to remove something as innocuous as the Confederate rebel battle flag, what stops them from doing other stuff? All right, look, they're already trying to go after the guns again. Yeah, I see it all the time. You know, I'm so sick of people saying I'm so sick and we got to get rid of guns. I'm so sick and I'm tired of guns killing people. Really? Okay, do tell. When was the last time you ever heard of a gun killing someone? Oh, those 9 people, Rod. A gun killed them. Yeah. A gun grew legs, a brain and some eyes, walked into that church and fired itself. Well, no, but you know what? No, I don't know what you mean. You said a gun killed these people. And I'm telling you, you've got to stop this stupid BS, because a gun didn't kill these people. A person killed those people using a gun. And if it's a good thing he decided to use a gun instead of what? A bomb. Because there would have been a lot more deaths than 9. He wasn't that smart, right? You don't have to be that smart. You can figure it out by going online. Isn't that how Tim McVeigh did it? Remember that? Didn't use a gun, did he? You know, Oklahoma? Remember that? Didn't use a gun. Used a bomb. Did we hear a call for a recall on certain types of fertilizer? So it can, oh no, we gotta get rid of this fertilizer. I'm so sick and tired of fertilizer killing people, Rod. Did we hear any of that? No, we didn't. Because the anger was justly put on Timothy McVeigh and his co-conspirators. So this whole notion that we need to ban guns because guns kill people, it is bullshit. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. People kill people using guns, yes. Using knives, hammers, bombs, even their open fists, their own fist, in their feet. Ever hear of somebody getting beat to death? People have been killed by a bat, from people wielding a bat, you know, baseball bat, softball bat. Do we hear a call to get rid of baseball bats? Well, now you're just being silly and ridiculous. No, I am not being silly and ridiculous, because I'm using your mentality, your idiotic logic, and telling you that you can't just limit it to one thing. If you're going to use that kind of logic, you better get rid of just about everything. Because anything, including your vehicle, can be used as a weapon to murder somebody. I mean, I don't know how else to tell you. But you better understand that it isn't the item that is used that is doing the killing. It is a person using the item. Plain and simple, period. You can't get around that logic. You can't. Because that's the truth. You just can't get around that logic. Don't you hate it? I know the left hates it when you actually use logical truth on them. They can't stand it. They will throw a fit. They will call you names. It's like watching a three-year-old throw a temper tantrum. I mean, they just have a fit. You can't say that. It's the gun, man. It's the gun. No, it's not the gun. I just proved to you it's not the gun. It's the person wielding the gun. That person didn't decide to pull the trigger. If that white boy, even though he stepped into that church, if that white boy didn't decide with his own mind, under his own mental capacity, in his own little stupid penny, a teeny tiny pin drop brain, didn't give the signal to his finger to pull the trigger some 9+ times while his hand pointed the barrel of the gun at 9 or more people, then those people will still be alive. See, the gun cannot raise itself and aim itself and then fire itself. No. It took that white boy to do that. He had to command his hand to aim and fire. You can't get around that. Not the gun's fault. I mean, he could have just as easily, never pulled the trigger. He could have just as easily not commanded his legs and feet to walk him into that church. You can't deny it. The gun did not kill those people. That boy killed those people using a gun. And if he really wanted those people dead, he would have used anything that he thought would have made him successful, even if guns weren't available. And actually, there probably would have been more people dead if he used a bomb. Think about it.